our listener Amanda's guy is a little tough to figure out. She's confused. That's where we find ourselves with group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, so she says, hey guys, I've been hanging out with this great guy who is not only good looking and dresses nice, but has a great job.
Okay.
Best of all, he actually listens.
Okay.
He's interested in my opinion on things.
Sure.
A refreshing change of pace. And honestly, kind of my dream guy, if I'm being honest.
All right.
But our relationship seems to be stuck in neutral.
Okay.
We haven't gotten physical. It's been a few weeks. I just get a hug or a quick peck on the lips.
Mm.
I like to think I'm attractive, but now I'm starting to think that maybe he's not attracted to me.
Mm.
It's just really kind of hard to read him in that way. And honestly, I'm not sure we're actually dating or if this is more of the friendship lane for him.
Mm.
So here's where I would love to hear some opinions. Do I bring this up to him and just come out and ask about his feelings towards me? Is it too soon for that? I don't want to drive him away at this point.
How long did she say they've been seeing each other? Kind of.
She says it's been a few weeks.
Oh, a few weeks.
A few weeks. So it does feel a little early.
Yeah, probably not ready to do, hey, are we boyfriend, girlfriend yet?
Yeah.
That might be a little bit early.
But you should be able to sense some flirtiness, at least, I would think, right?
I mean, I was never a person who picked up on signals.
Yeah, neither was my husband.
Yeah, like
he couldn't tell when I was hitting on him.
Right. Yeah, same here. Like, I didn't know. I was just kind of friendly with a lot of people. And, hey, they're just being friendly back. And I didn't really, like, pick up signs. So maybe he is kind of like me or like your husband, Kelly.
Yeah.
Where he just needs to be kind of led to the water to drink.
You think maybe you're tossing out signals and he's just not picking it up.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if this person's like me, yeah, I don't know. Does he have friends? Can you ask his friends? I mean, it's a couple weeks, so it's probably...
I was going to say, we may not have met them.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
And maybe he's kind of looking for signs from you to see, like, how interested you are. And he's just trepidatious, just kind of seem like he's coming on too strong if he's not sure where you stand. So maybe you amp up the flirty signals and then see if you start to get a response.
Yeah, well, how do you do that, I guess, without, like, I guess, coming on too strong? Can you do that? I don't know. 502-795-1997. Do you have any tips for Amanda?
The subtle art of flirting?
Our poor Amanda, who just seems to be stuck in some sort of weird limbo friend zone with this guy.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take some of your suggestions, stories maybe even, if you've got them, on how you broke the barrier or figured it out yourself.
Right. Let's figure out what lane we're in. Are we in the friendship lane or are we in the dating lane?
All right. We'll do that next on 99.7 DJX. So our listener Amanda is worried that the guy that she's been seeing for a couple weeks may just not be into her in the way that she thinks she's into him.
It's yeah, not, she's having a hard time reading signals.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. Now, immediately, I thought, okay, maybe this guy's just like me in that don't read signals very well. I don't want to necessarily jump to presumptions and think or presume that this person I'm talking to is into me. So,
yeah, but we got a text. It's guys, not just you, Ben. We aren't the brightest when it comes to picking up what women want, LOL.
Yeah. Jason.
I think she should go for it. Make a move on him, you know.
Okay.
Heck, my girlfriend, she made a move on me. And, you know, we've been together ever since.
Okay.
It's going on almost a year now.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason.
Right.
We appreciate that. By the way, you can always send us in a voice note.
Yep.
Text it to us, 502-795-1997. Got another from Renee.
Hi, I actually love this one.
Uh-huh.
So I think her feelings are very valid. I would see how she would feel maybe undesired because he's not showing that he likes her in that way.
Right.
But I would say make the first move. Don't be shy.
Uh-huh.
Guys like that. And also communication is key. And when I was first dating my husband, he actually was pretty slow in that department, and I told him, like, how I was feeling, and he kind of, like, took charge from then, and it got fixed, and we're married for, like, since 2019. So I think she should go ahead and make the move if she's interested, or just tell him how he's feeling and how she's feeling, and see how he acts after that.
All right, cool. Thank you, Renee.
Okay, I like to just kind of be straightforward. Francis says on Facebook, when my husband and I met, he wanted to take it slow because he said what we had was special.
Oh.
He literally made me wait 10 dates over the course of a few months before we did more than kiss. Maybe he's taking his time because you're special to him and he doesn't want to mess it up. Don't be in such a rush. Enjoy this part. It won't last long.
Now, there is a warning. Corey says he's probably married.
Listen, Corey! That's not the headspace we need to be in right now.
Tread lightly. He's trying to juggle many women.
One of which is a wife. Assuming that they met because he's single and available. Don't really know the true backstory of that, though. It is said it's been a few weeks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I, okay. It's, I did think, you know, maybe he's not into women. I mean, maybe he's gay. Is there a, but would he, isn't that like a line that you wouldn't like?
Yeah, I would think that
wouldn't
he
you
understands
think that he would
why
say,
she's hanging, yeah, why he understands why she's hanging out with him. I'm thinking.
Unless it's, you combine the fact that, you know, he's a guy and he's not picking up on signals and the fact that he likes men. Then maybe he doesn't even know that she's like into him that way. But I don't know. That was another thought that crossed my mind. But
yeah, I don't think that's where we're at. But yeah, many people are saying, well, just kind of have a conversation about it. Make the move. See where it goes. You should have your answer after that.
I think you definitely need to make a move a little bit more bold, but you need to, you know, you're only a couple weeks in, so. You know,
maybe do some flirty little moves, like, you know, oh, like touch his arm, like when you're laughing,
or the back of his neck,
like that. Oh wow, well that's.
What do you mean? Oh wow,
that's kind of, I think, a little more intimate than like touching the arm.
Yeah, but
something.
I think
a lot little moves and see how he reacts.
But like touching the back of the neck is all right, isn't it? Or is that too?
That feels a little further along.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what? So back of the neck. Is more of a
that's a we're in a relationship move, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. But you know, you can like touch his arm, like, you know, get a little touchy.
What about
when
the
you're like laughing at a joke he made or something?
Oh, you look tense. Would you like a shoulder rub? Or,
oh wow.
What about shoulder and foot rubs? Shoulder and foot rubs?
I feel like that depends on the situation.
See, I feel like shoulder and foot rubs are okay. Like that's a way to but physical touch is what I'm saying. Like, you should try to touch him.
There's more dip in the toe in the physical touch, though, than like full on, like a massage is, again, pretty, like I would be fine with it. I don't know. You just have to kind of.
I mean, you could just say
amp up the flirting.
You could just say, hey, take your shoes off. I'm going to rub your feet.
Okay.
And he's like,
some people have a thing, though, about feet.
Okay. Well, then you'll find that out.
Okay.
I'm saying rub them.
Now we're
rub them.
We're getting a little sense of Ben's flirting behavior. At what point, though, were you trying to put the moves like that on your now wife? Because you start off as coworkers, and there was a time when you were figuring out the whole, are we getting to be more than friends? What's happening?
Oh, I don't know.
Were you pulling those kinds of moves? I feel like you weren't.
I mean, we were kind of friends for a while, so when we started dating, we like dove all the way in.
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
Okay. All right. Was this in the freezer again? I don't want to know. Let's not talk about that.
Listen, what happens in the walk-in freezer stays in the walk-in freezer.
All right. We amp up the flirting a little bit. We see if he starts to reciprocate and like flirt back to where you know, okay, he's flirting. And then we just kind of talk about that. If we go on several more, like we hang out a couple more times and it's not feeling like it's getting more than friends, then maybe we just say, are we dating? Is this a date? What are we doing?
And then he goes, oh, honey, I like men. And then you're like, oh, okay, I got it.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm watching Heated Rivalry. I just assumed.
Okay, that's where we're at. All right.
So there you go. Good luck. Hopefully all those suggestions work for you, Amanda.
Keep us posted.
Yes, keep us posted.